First of all, Condoleezza, thank you so much for joining us. 680 News listeners will really appreciate this.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Tonight's message, when people leave here tonight, what do you consciously want them to think about?
I want people at this wonderful gala for this terrific organization to think about the fact that in democracy, it's not just about individual rights, not even the institutions, but it is respect for one another, respect to citizens, not just tolerating others, but accepting them. And I think that the Wiesenthal Center and what it has done is to remind us that that is really a foundation of democracy.
It is, very much so. Talking about barriers, you've broken barriers, you've smashed glass ceilings, now you get to play in the old boys club. What's it like to be a female golfer, a member at Augusta?
Well, Augusta's a wonderful tradition and a great institution. I love it there. I'm a southerner, having been born in Birmingham, Alabama, and so I love being in the South. And Augusta does a lot of work for to bring golf to children, to grow the game. It's done a lot of work internationally to bring golfers in from around the world. There was a 14-year-old Chinese golfer at the Masters this year. And so I'm really honored to be a part of the institution.
You almost stole the spotlight. You've said in the past, and I found this fascinating, you like policy, not necessarily politics. With that in mind, would you consider running for the presidency?
I cannot imagine running for office. I have seen up close and personal what that's like, and I have enormous admiration for those who want to do it. Thank God that there are people who really do want to run for office. But I will find ways to do public service. I'm involved in our K-12 education reform debate, the immigration debate in the United States, which is so important to our future. And I spend a lot of time playing benefit concerts for kids' music programs because the schools need music. And I'm a university professor. There is no greater job than to be a professor in a great university and to have a chance to do what professors did to me and for me, which was to open up worlds that I would never have known.
You were segueing right into my next question, saying that you've got a lot of passion for music. You play piano. You write. But you as a professor, what do you get out of teaching personally?
I get out of teaching the opportunity to help students find their passion. It's not my job to impose my passion on them. It's not my job to impose my views on them. These are some of the best and the brightest, and they need to be passionate about something in life. I thought my passion was going to be a concert pianist until I realized that I was pretty good but not great, and I better find something else to do that might pay my salary. But I was lucky to find a second passion in international issues and in the study of Russia. And so I have a chance to do that for students who are looking perhaps for the first passion or maybe even a second passion.
Well, I want to say congratulations on your latest endeavor. You're now in the media. You work as a contributor for CBS News. What's it like to be on the other side of the mic?
Oh, I enjoy being on the other side of the mic. What I'm hoping to do with CBS is to look at the whole range of what makes America what it is. We have people from all walks of life, both across class differences and from all over the world. I am hoping to elucidate for Americans and for others some of the tough challenges that we face. And it's a lot of fun being on the other side.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
One last question. Toronto, what do you like about this great city?
This is a beautiful city, and it is booming. You can see that. I've been to Toronto many times, but what I really love about this city is, like many great cities in the United States, it's truly a city where people have come from all over the world to find freedom, to find opportunity. The United States and Canada really share that. It doesn't matter where you came from, it matters where you're going. And Toronto has that energy that can only come from immigrants coming from all over the world just to be a part of this wonderful place.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.